This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We told you about this when the report came out last week, that in August, 3% of the American workforce just quit. 4.3 million people said, you can take this job and, well, maybe not quite that, but look, more than a year and a half into this pandemic economy, a whole lot of people are jumping new jobs in new fields, maybe, or new careers entirely. And the same thing goes for people who were laid off or furloughed or had to leave their jobs to take care of their family. But rather than returning to what was at restaurants or in retail or healthcare or office work, they want something else. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that one.
Anyone who has anything to do with the nightmare of hiring workers right now can talk a torrent about this wave of resignations.
Think about the Great Resignation. It's just been harder to fill the jobs that existed before.
Ray Sanza crunches the numbers at Homebase, which helps manage payroll and HR for 100,000 small businesses, including lots of restaurants and Main Street retailers.
People are switching industries. Think about folks that can go take customer service jobs at tech companies, for example. They don't want to come back to these jobs at the current wage rate with some of the public health risks.
That's what's happened at Chris Knudsen's business, Well 80, a popular brew pub in Olympia, Washington. It shut down, reopened for takeout, and only got back to full capacity a few months ago.
A lot of people that worked for us started working in other industries. One of our former managers is working as an apprentice Finnish carpenter, former employee that's working as an executive assistant.
One kitchen worker who's moved on is Kayleen Taylor. She's 38 and transitioned to restaurant work after a career as a paralegal. She'd worked her way up to an assistant manager position when the pandemic hit. She got laid off, got called back part-time, laid off, and rehired again.
Couldn't do enough hours, make enough money. Emotionally, it was very rewarding. Physically, the older you get, the harder it is to be mopping floors at midnight.
So she quit.
And I decided to go back to school, master's program in psychology.
Another person who isn't looking back is Dave Harris. He's 30 and was working as a mechanic at a Porsche dealership in Parsippany, New Jersey, when he got laid off at the start of the pandemic.
I'm very tall. I'm 6'6". It's kind of uncomfortable to work on cars. And the money really wasn't as good as I thought it would be either. You know, whenever I told people that I worked for a Porsche dealership, they're always like, oh, wow, do you drive a Porsche? And I'm like, no.
This summer, an insurance company hired him as an auto damage claims adjuster.
What attracted me to it is that I know the ins and outs of how cars work, how they're repaired. I know the industry. Benefits are really good. The pay is really good.
About $54,000 a year, nearly double what he made fixing cars. And the pandemic has turned things upside down for younger people just starting out. Jade Chavez is 20. She graduated high school in Wichita, Kansas, and moved to New York City to start a modeling career.
Within a month, the pandemic broke out. Trader Joe's was empty, and then the subway wasn't safe, and ultimately that brought me back to Wichita.
She worked low-wage retail jobs, decided college was off the table financially, and a few months ago she hit the road. She's now volunteering on an organic livestock farm in southern Oregon.
It feels like a safer way to travel and try to get life experiences, to kind of come into adulthood in a world that's not very kind to young adults right now.
Now, there is a lot of anecdotal evidence of workers shifting jobs and exploring new careers as the pandemic continues and the economy struggles to reopen. But Peter Capelli, director of the Wharton School's Center for Human Resources, says aside from a spike in people quitting their jobs, there's not a lot of statistical evidence, like, for instance, rising community college enrollment, to show this is a big new trend.
There's just an awful lot of churn in the workforce, and there's an awful lot of turnover. And we hear a lot of stories about people who say they're looking for something different. We don't have a lot of information to see whether they're actually doing it.
Capelli says a similar thing happened after 9/11. A lot of people said they wanted to radically change their work lives and find more meaningful careers. But it's not clear a lot of them did. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.